Shalom Rabbi Sabez Hashem, again, the new Simon, Simon Namad Aleph, Din Tfilin B'Shabbos B'Yomtiv. We're discussing the halachas of Tfilin on Shabbos B'Yomtiv. This is Shir number 69. The Mechaber tells us in Sif Aleph, B'Shabbos B'Yomtiv also laniach Tfilin. On Shabbos B'Yomtiv, it is also, it's forbidden to put on Tfilin. Why is this? Mibnei Sheheim Atzmum Ois. V'Menichim Behem Ois Acher. Because Shabbos and Yontif are an ois, are a sign that Hashem is in charge. Hashem created the world. Hashem is running the world. And the Mechaber tells us, if you put on a different ois, it's being mezalzel this ois. It's cheapening this sign of Shabbos and Yontif, what they represent respectively. Explains the Mishnah in Sif Katan Aleph. Shabbos v'yamtiv, v'yamtiv sheni nami b'chlal, l'didon b'nei chutz l'aretz. So those in chutz l'aretz, the second day of yamtiv also has that status of an ois. And therefore you cannot wear tefillin on the second day of yamtiv in chutz l'aretz. Before we continue with Sif Kadim Beis, I want to ask you a question. The question is, if you are in, and this is for limud and not for halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa, speak to your rav. But if you are you when I say you, meaning you b'nei chutz l'aretz, because Baruch Hashem we have people living in Eretz Yisrael listening to the shir. But if you are in Eretz Yisrael, if you have the schus to be in Eretz Yisrael for yontif, Shuas is coming up, mitzvah Hashem, a few days. And if you're there on Shuas, should you be putting on tefillin on the second day of yontif? That's the question I ask you. So you'll say, what do you mean? You are b'nei chutz l'aretz, and you keep 2 days yontif, so why should it be any different? You're keeping yontif, and we just said over here that it's an ois, so you can't be mezalz in the ois. So this actually is a machlokes. This goes back many years, but I will tell you, between Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv. Wow. Of course, like I said, it goes back many years before them as well, but when I was learning Eretz Yisrael, my Rebbe told me a psak that year that Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, privately, when no one sees in your own room, you should go put on tefillin without a bracha. Oh. Okay. Now I remember talking to my friend about this, who was in a different shir, and he said to me, what? He said to me, his Rebbe said the opposite. So his Rebbe was saying the psak from Rav Eliashiv. My Rebbe is saying the psak from Rosh Shlomo Zalman. That you don't.
Oh, you don't do it at all.
You're b'nei chutz. You keep it to the yontif. Why should you be putting it on? For you, it's yontif, right? Everything is yontif. So why should you be putting it on?
Yeah.
Rav Shlomo Zalman was of the opinion, for all the lomim, it's not getting into it now, but that you should put on the tefillin without a bracha.
Privately,
exactly. Privately as well. Because you're keeping yontif. But because of a chashash, maybe there's a suffix that maybe you should be wearing it, because it's not yontif. So that was just an interesting point over here, where although we're saying Shabbos and yontif are an ois, and it's also to put on tefillin Shabbos and yontif, in that scenario, there happens to be a machlokes if you are in Eretz Yisrael and you're b'nei chutz l'aretz. Siv Katan Beis continues the Mishnah further. Osur laniach, you cannot put on the tefillin Shabbos and yontif. V'afilu betiltul, and even moving them, yesh oimrim gamkein the osur. There are those that also say it would be osur. Im lo detzerich gufam amikaimam kishar klisha melachta le'iser. Unless, now we go into the world of Shabbos, hilchos muksa, which begins in Simon Shin Ches, that unless it has a status of a klisha melachta le'iser, which means a vessel, a container, or something that is purpose is for that which is usr. And it's interesting because the Mishmur is telling us that is the status of what tefillin are. So for example, a frying pan, for example, is muksa. A frying pan is muksa. Why is a frying pan muksa? What do you use a frying pan for?
Cooking.
For cooking. Are you allowed to cook on Shabbos?
No,
you can't cook on Shabbos. So a frying pan is muksa. Now what happens if your frying pan is on your counter and you want to cut some vegetables for a salad on for the Suda? Are you allowed to move the frying pan? You have to use your elbows and your nose and your toes?
Yeah.
You pick it up with your hand and you put it where you want. You don't need a shinoi. You pick it up with your hand and move it where you want because you want the place. Or if you cannot find your nutcracker, we're not going to a hilchos muksana. If you cannot find your nutcracker and you figure, I want to get these walnuts open, so you take your frying pan, you give it a good zets, and you got your walnuts open now.
I thought that was a hammer.
You thought what?
I thought that was a hammer.
Well, you can do that also, but you can't find your hammer either, right? But the main thing is you can't find your nutcracker. If you can find your nutcracker, but you want to use something else, that you cannot use. Well, Mitzvah Shem will get to Shinches and those halachas. So you can use it, l'tzarech gufoy means itself, for the nutcracker, or mekoymai, or the place you need as well, you can pick it up and move it with your hand directly. No shinoi is necessary in that case. It's a klisha melachta. The Isra says the Mishnah Brura. V'yesh oimim dechdei shelo yiplu oy shelo yignavum nami mutl tatal memakom lemakom v'makom etchak yesh lo hakel. Now, the second opinion says that in order that they should not be stolen, or anything like this, they should not fall. You are permitted to move them from place to place. And in the case of necessity, makom hadchak, one can be lenient and rely on this latter opinion that you can move the tefillin like this. Siv katan gimel, shein atzmam ois. Okay, now, Reb Noach was asking, what's this ois about? Explains the Mishnah Berurah, siv katan gimel. It's an ois, it's a sign, bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'bein Yisrael. Between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Ki ois hi beini uveineichem. It's a sign between me and you. That's what this is. V'yamtev gamkein mikri ois. Yonder is also called an ois. The Pesach Mitzrayim Siv ois. It says by the Pesach Mitzrayim, it's called ois v'hukshu kol moyadei Hashem v'parshas emor. So we just had Parshas emor. All moyadei Hashem are connected to Pesach. So this is where we see that Yontev is an ois, and Tefillin is an ois, and since we already have, which we didn't mention earlier, we already have a Bris Milah, which is one ois, we need to have two oisius throughout the day. We have the ois of Bris Milah, we have the ois of Tefillin throughout the day, right? Some in the weekdays, that's two Eidim, two oisius. Comes along Shabbos and Yontev, we put aside the tefillin, and we have the ois of the day of Shabbos and Yontif. Let's just finish here, and then we'll take your question. Sif Katan Dalid, the Mechaber says, V'menichem behem ois acher, if you put on a different ois, says the Mishnah, Dahainu tefillin, v'chzibu v'hoyu l'cho l'ois ayotcho, the Pasuk says very clearly, and it should be a sign for you on your arm, hoye zilzul, it will be a disgrace, and the person which we saw earlier will also be violating the issa, the raisa of a bal toisiv, of adding on to a mitzvah. Just as long as he put it on, if he put it on the shei mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, that's when he violates and transgresses the issa, the raisa of bal toisiv. But if he puts it on not for a shei mitzvah, ain't by mishum bal toisiv. It's not a iser bal toisiv, or it's not a zilzul, not a disgrace. Unless he puts it on publicly, then it's also mid rabbanon. Veish machmir mechol gavni, that those are machmir in all scenarios. Imloi, that they should not put it on. Imloi shemunachim bebizayin kegon amoitzit film b'shabbos besade mutul lelov shem lachnisan leir derech malbush. As is discussed in Simon Shin Aleph, unless a person finds a tefillin in a bizanistic way, a place on the ground or something like this, and then he wants to pick it up and bring them to the proper safe place where they can be. Yes, question. Mechaber says in top page, says Beis, B'chol HaMoed, we'd have to wait till B'chol HaMoed later, B'chol HaMoed gam kein osur laniach tefillin mi'atam hazeh ba'atzmoy, shimei chol HaMoed gam kein ois. Okay, gamim ois, right? So we see right over here, even though it's discussed great length over there, in the chol hamoed, but we discuss it right here as well. The chol hamoed is also an ois. Says the Rama, v'yesh oimrim shechol hamoed chayiv b'tefillin. There are those that say chol hamoed is chayiv b'tefillin. You wear tefillin chol hamoed, right? There we go. Now see, that's why you're quiet a little over there. V'chein noyegin mechol galilo yiseilu lahanicham. You see this? The Ramah says, even to make a bracha, not just to wear it. And that's why I mentioned that you have yakis who do like this.
In all these regions.
Right, I'm saying bezman hazeh, that's not really what we do though. Yeah, as you'll see in a minute. Elu sheim avarichim aleihem b'koron v'beisek kneses k'mo yishar yimayis hashona. But you don't make a bracha out loud like you do the rest of the year. I do want to point out for a second here that this that he says make a bracha out loud on the tefillin is only the tefillin shel yad. Mm-hmm. The tefillin shel roish, one should not be making a bracha out loud when he puts on the tefillin shel roish, because there's a shaila as to whether or not you need a bracha in the first place. So even though it's not a shaila of a suffic bracha, it's not a shaila as we discussed a few weeks ago, there's no suffic bracha as Mishmur explained, but the halacha is that when one puts on the tefillin shel roish, he should not be making with the bracha out loud, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch elaborates on that as well. Says the Mishnah Brura in Siv Katan Vav, the first wide line. So as we said that Yontif is an ois, so Chol HaMoed is also Yontif. Gam heim ois, v'pesach achilas matzo uv'suko yeshivas asuko. So what's the ois of Pesach? So he says here, the ois of Pesach is the eating of the matzah. What's the ois of Sukkah? Is yeshivas asukkah. That's the pshat in Mechaber. Now, what's pshat in the Ramah? The Ramah said, you put it on. Not only that, you make a bracha. So, this is basically the machlokes over here, which is elaborated on more in Hilchos Chol HaMoed, but since there's asiyas melacha, doing work on Chol HaMoed for necessity on Hichos Chol HaMoed is mutter on Yontif Chol HaMoed. Therefore, you don't have the ice. You don't have the ice of Yontif. So therefore, you need an ice. So therefore, you put on tefillin. When would you want to take off the tefillin on Chol HaMoed? So he says before Halal. Take off your tefillin on Chol HaMoed before Halal. So even though you're wearing tefillin Chol HaMoed, but you should take them off before you begin Halal. He says the Mishmur that there are people who have the meaning of taking off the tefillin still tefillin after Kedusha of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, if they do this and take off the tefillin during Chazar Sashatz, to be careful to answer amen to the brachas. So it's interesting how the Mishnah is pointing this out, that during Chazar Sashatz, there's one thing only people should be doing. They should not be learning, of course, to talk as Asr. They should not be doing anything. They should be focusing, looking at the Siddur, to know where to answer amen. Those who say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai, meaning a girl is not to, but the majority of the Welt does say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai. You say Baruch Hu V'Ruch Shemai after you hear Baruch Ato Hashem. And that's what we should be doing. So the Mishmur says here that if you're going to be taking off your tefillin during Chazar Sashatz, Mikomogim Tzrich Nizor L'Chavin L'Shemai Chazar Satfilo. Focus probably, make sure you are listening to Shemai Nesrei Chazar Sashatz.
Is that the implication
of not taking off? Sif Kodin Ches, the Ramah says, don't make a loud bracha like we do during the week on a tefillin shel yad. Perush, mishum deyesh menichim yeshein menichim, because there are those who put on tefillin and there are those who don't put on tefillin. So don't make the bracha out loud. Or ein mevarichim, or there are those who don't make a bracha. Yesh levarich b'cheshoy kedei shelo yilovuli de machlekes. So you hear this? You should make the bracha quietly to avoid machlekes. What's a machlekes over here? You do your minig, I do my minig. But unfortunately, sometimes people will get annoyed. So what are you making a bracha for? It's Chol HaMoed. What are you even wearing tefillin for? It's Chol HaMoed. So in order to avoid machlekes, that's the tamad davar. Don't make the bracha out loud. V'chein lo yelich behem b'rishus harabim l'beisek neses. In those days when they would go walk publicly to shul with the tefillin out, here he says, don't do this on Chol HaMoed. Okay. The Achrayim agree to the Taz that better to put in the tefillin without a bracha on Chol HaMoed. Yes, the Ramah says to make it with a bracha, and that's why he said we have a chaver in town who's a Yeki, and he actually makes a bracha like the Ramah says. Same name as you when you get called for an aliyah. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Okay, but the Taz says, and the Mishpatim is from the Taz, and Achrayim say not to make a bracha. Yeah, brachas in the ma'akvay is a safik brachas lahakel. What's the svara? The svara is, can you do a mitzvah without making the bracha? And the answer is yes. The mitzvah is still chal. Of course, you want to make the bracha when you're supposed to. But if you didn't make the bracha, you still fulfill the mitzvah. So here, when there's a safik bracha, there's a doubt. Should you be making a bracha? Should you not be making a bracha? Because the mechaber says you don't put on tefillin. The Ramah says you do put on tefillin. So the fi shidus mechaber, you should not be making a bracha because you should not be wearing tefillin. Says the Taz nachreinim, therefore put on tefillin without a bracha. Uraprachya grozal kosav shein ladasa yishem ikar shas. Even stronger. The Gra, let's finish the sentence, please. The Gra is of the opinion that this Ramah that says you put on tefillin with a bracha, there's no source for this in the Gemara. And when something has a source in the Gemara, it's very strong. When something does not have a source in the Gemara, okay. So then you have to, it's much weaker. That you should not make the bracha. Before you put it on, you should think as follows. Now, for all those who wear tefillin chol hamoed, please pay attention. For all those who do not put on tefillin chol hamoed, please pay attention. Okay? But those who put on have to even apply this. Im ani mechuyuv, ani menichon l'shei mitzvah. If I am mechuyuv, so this is a kavana one should have if he puts on tefillin chol hamoed. If I am obligated to put on tefillin, ani menichon l'shei mitzvah, I'm putting on l'shei mitzvah. Im lav, and if I'm not obligated to, ein ani menichon l'shei mitzvah, I am not putting on the tefillin l'shei mitzvah. But ze yetz l'yidei kol yamo, and through this, a person will fulfill his obligation according to everyone. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember from 26, whatever years ago, that's what Rosh Shlomo Zalman's approach was when I mentioned earlier, to put on the tefillin on al-tanai, on the condition, like we're saying over here, that if I'm mechuyev to put on tefillin chol hamoed, so then it's l'shei mitzvah. And if I'm not mechuyev to put on tefillin on the second day of chol hamoed, second day of yontif for ben chutz la'aretz in Eretz Yisrael, then he should have this concept in mind as well, that if mechuyev it's a mitzvah, and not mechuyev, then I'm not putting off on l'shei mitzvah. Daf la'aserim de chol hamoed einoy zman tefillin. Now, even though those who hold chol hamoed is not the time to put in tefillin, he does not transgress the Isser of Baal Tosef, of adding onto the mitzvah, like we said a minute ago, because he is not having intention to do it for a mitzvah. We're also not concerned that maybe he's going to be disgracing the Ois, the sign how Kadosh Baruch Hu is the Bayri Olam, how Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. Because that only applies if a person specifically is intending to do a mitzvah, and he just made this tonight, this stipulation. Now, the Mishnah brings from the Prima Gadim the next category. What's the next category? So, Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam. There are those who wear Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam every single day. When it comes to Chol Hamoed, we don't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Okay? We don't wear tefillin de Rabbeinu Tam. Oid kosu achreinim de'ein ochon shebeis ha'knesses achas tzosim yinichu tefillin tzosim lo yinichu mishum lois is goy to do. There's a gemara in Yevamah staf yedalet omet beis. Gemara says you should not make agudois, different groups. What does it mean? Lois is goy to do based on this pasuk. In the same place, in the same shul, yeah, people wearing tefillin, people not wearing tefillin. What's going on over here?
Be the same minion.
The same minion, the same room. It should not be like this. And there are many shuls you'll go to in many communities that you'll find a shtikl mechitza in the back of the room, and it's for those who are wearing tefillin. Mm-hmm. It's for those who do wear tefillin. Because the general understanding is, unless maybe you're in Washington Heights, I guess, I don't know, is that we don't wear tefillin chol hamoed. Those who do, they'll daven behind the mechitza. After Shemoneh Esrei, by Chazaras Hashatz, before Hallel, they'll take them off and maybe come and move the mechitzas, something like this. I don't see that over here in these communities. I don't know why they don't do it, but the Maisa, they don't do it. Umisha, you have that by you? Oh, look at that. Very nice. Okay. Umisha ein maniach tefillin b'chalamayid, shemispal beis ha-medrash shemenichin tefillin, the person who does not wear tefillin b'chalamayid. Now we're going the other way. But he's davening the shul where they do wear tefillin, shemenichin tefillin. Yesh le-gamken le-nichin b'li bracha. So what should he do? So the same principle, like he's going to do. You put on the tefillin. So he said, wait, it's not my minhag. You put on the tefillin without a bracha. You put on without a bracha. A tzibur that has the minhag to put on tefillin, they should not deviate from the minhag of the tzibur of everyone else. She'ein l'shamis min hakam, they should not change the minhag. That's the minhag of the tzibur, so you put it on. I want to suggest the reason why the Mishnah is saying this is because it seems like there's a general direction of not wearing tefillin chalamayit. So he's saying, if you are a tzibur, that you do wear tefillin chalamayit, that's your minhag, you keep your minhag. That's your minhag. No reason to change it. Mitzvah Hashem, we begin tomorrow, Lineder, we begin, Simen Lamed Beis, Leiv. Oh. Say the ksivas tefillin, the order of writing tefillin. And I will tell you, this is one of the simanim, that when you learn it and understand it, you're going to come to appreciate the tefillin, the mezuzahs you have, what the sefer does to make sure that you have kosher tefillin. And I will tell you also that there are 52 seifim. This is one of the largest simanim, if not the largest simin, in all of, I believe, at least Aruch Chaim. So, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to begin here tomorrow, Seder Ksivas Tefillin.